Week 8, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us rejoice in the Lord, with songs let us praise him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us rejoice in the Lord. With songs let us praise him. Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father, ever one, shed forth your grace within our breast, and live in us a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense, that other souls may kindle thence. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Psalm 72. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud, when I saw how the wicked prosper. For them there are no pains, their bodies are sound and sleek, they have no share in men's sorrows, they are not stricken like others. So they wear their pride like a necklace, they clothe themselves with violence, their hearts overflow with malice, their minds seethe with plots. They scoff, they speak with malice, from on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth. So the people turn to follow them, and drink in all their words. They see, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. Psalm 72 continued. How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all the day long, suffered punishment day after day. Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked. How slippery the paths on which you set them! You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O God, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Psalm 72 concluded. And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand. no better than a beast in your sight. Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory. What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever. All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Your promise is sweet to my taste, Lord. It is sweeter than honey in the mouth. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 2. Once again, the sons of God came to attend on the Lord, and among them was Satan. So the Lord said to Satan, "Where have you been?" "Round the earth," he answered, "roaming about." So the Lord asked him, "Did you notice my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a sound and honest man who fears God and shuns evil. His life continues blameless as ever. In vain you provoked me to ruin him." "Skin for skin," Satan replied, "a man will give away all he has to save his life. But stretch out your hand and lay a finger on his bone and flesh, I warrant you he will curse you to your face." "Very well," the Lord said to Satan, "he is in your power, but spare his life." So Satan left the presence of the Lord. He struck Job down with malignant ulcers, from the sole of his foot to the top of his head. Job took a piece of pot to scrape himself, and went and sat in the ash pit. Then his wife said to him, "Do you now still mean to persist in your blamelessness? Curse God and die." "That is how foolish women talk," Job replied. "If we take happiness from God, must we not take sorrow too?" And in all this misfortune, Job uttered no sinful word. The news of all the disasters that had fallen on Job came to the ears of three of his friends. Each of them set out from home: Eliphaz of Teman, Bildad of Shuah, and Zophar of Naamath. And by common consent, they decided to go and offer him sympathy and consolation. Looking at him from a distance, they could not recognize him. They wept aloud and tore their garments and threw dust over their heads. They sat there on the ground beside him for 7 days and 7 nights. To Job they spoke never a word, so sad a sight he made. Responsory based on Psalm 37. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Friends and neighbours avoid me like a leper. Through your anger all my body is sick. A reading from the commentary of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the Book of Job, Book 3. When Paul contemplated in himself the riches of spiritual wisdom, yet saw himself outwardly a corruptible body, he said, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels." Thus, with blessed Job, the earthen vessel felt those gaping sores on his body, but this treasure remained entire within. Outwardly his wounds gaped, but the treasure of wisdom did not fail to well up within him and issue forth in words of holy instruction. Shall we receive good at the hands of God and not receive evil? By good, he meant either the temporal or the eternal gifts of God. And by evil, he denoted the inflictions of the present time, of which the Lord said through the prophet, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I form the light and create darkness. For when the darkness of pain is created by blows received from outside ourselves, the light of the mind is kindled by instruction within. I make peace and create evil. For peace with God is restored to us when the things which rightly created yet wrongly desired turn into the kind of scourges that we regard as evil. We have grown at variance with God through sin. Therefore it is fitting that we should be brought back to peace with him by the scourge, so that as every being created good turns to pain for us, so the mind of chastened man may, in humbled state, be made new in peace with the Creator. We should especially note the skilful turn of reflection with which he gathers himself to meet the persuasions of his wife, saying, Shall we receive good at the hand of God and not receive evil? For it is a mighty solace of our tribulation if, when we suffer affliction, we call to mind our Maker's gifts to us. Nor will painful things depress us if we recall in time the gifts that cheer us. For it is written, In the day of prosperity, adversity is forgotten, and in the day of adversity, prosperity is not remembered. He who receives God's gifts, and at the same time he receives them, forgets to fear possible affliction, is brought low by this presumptuous joy. And he who is bruised by scourges, and yet, in the season of scourging, neglects to comfort himself with the gifts which it has been his lot to receive, is thrown out of his steadfastness of mind by despair on every hand. The two must be united, so that each may always have the other's support. Then the remembrance of the gift may moderate the pain of affliction, and misgiving and dread of affliction may bite down the joyousness of receiving. Thus the holy man, to soothe the depression of his mind amidst his wounds, weighs the sweetness of receiving against the pains of affliction, saying, Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and not receive evil? Responsory from Job 2. If we take happiness from God's hand, must we not take sorrow too? The Lord gave, the Lord has taken back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this misfortune, Job committed no sin, nor offered any insult to God. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us pray. In your mercy, Lord, direct the affairs of men so peaceably that your church may serve you in tranquility and joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.